Hi, my name is Bree. I'm one of the exceptional voiceover options here on Joy's professional VO team. I use the pronouns she, they, and you can find my voice regularly on the Joy airwaves as part of Checkpoint. Here's an example of what I can do. All throughout March is Bisexual Health Awareness Month. It's a time to reflect on the physical and mental health needs of the entire BiPlus community. It's an opportunity to learn more about the health concerns and requirements for those who are pansexual, fluid, queer, or any other BiPlus identifier. Join Joy in helping to support the cause and spread awareness of this crucial campaign. For more information on Bisexual Health Awareness Month, head to Joy's socials now. Your glitter and most colourful frock, the Midsummer Festival has arrived in Moonee Valley. Moonee Valley City Council is hosting an abundance of vibrant art and culture activities to celebrate Midsummer, featuring drag story time, drag takeovers, photography exhibitions, and so much more. There's an array of exhibitions from some of Melbourne's best queer artists at the Incinerator Gallery. Visit whatsonmooneevalley.com.au for more information. As the lift slowly descended, floor after floor, Ophelia leant against its velvet wall. The ambassador's parting words were still ringing in her ears. What had he meant by saying that? She was no longer so sure to have taken him in with all her lies. Whether it was the effect of that glass of champagne, the lack of sleep, or those illusions, Ophelia didn't know, but her head was spinning. Suddenly shivering, she rubbed her arms. The contrast with the summery warmth of the garden was stark, unless that was where the illusion stopped. While she thought she was hot, her body had caught cold. She noticed the record player, which was still churning out a little violin tune. How on earth, she thought, do these people manage to live day in and day out in this irritating atmosphere? In comparison, her mother's hysterics seemed restful. In the meantime, if Ophelia didn't get back soon and her room was found empty, her aunt would die of worry. From inside her hood, she observed the old lift operator, with his red livery and enormous white side whiskers sticking out from his elastic strapped hat. He was gripping his lever as a skipper does his tiller.